Hello, 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 hello.
Hello, this is Hellfire.
This is Holy Water. What's going on, y'all?
Hey, everybody. We out this Saturday night riding around H-Town.
In these Hilton streets.
Yes. Riding around and getting it. Hey. Riding around and getting it. Yeah.
Y'all wouldn't believe we were at the house just kind of sitting around, and all of a sudden we got this little wild hair.
We did not go wild. We creeping, y'all. Y'all been creeping.
Making a few blocks just to make sure.
Cutting some corners.
Just to make sure. So we were having this conversation, and Hellfire had a great topic, and she went all in. So I was like, wait a minute.
Let's record.
Can we talk? Yes. So here's the thing, y'all. Let me set it up. This is Holy Water. So it's me saying, you know, at this point in the game, you know, she owns a home. She was talking about maybe she should buy a second home. And I was like, no.
Right.
We don't want to be attached. So we can.
No commitment.
No commitment, because we may want to move away. At this age, our kids are going to be grown. Your kids will be grown in 2 years.
Right.
My kids are grown. I can pack up. I would move to Atlanta.
Right, you said that. Since Holy Water, you said I moved to Atlanta.
So Hellfire, what did you say?
I was like, I ain't moving no damn Atlanta. It's a third world country full of goddamn AIDS and shit. I want a man. I need a man. And if I move to Atlanta, I'm not going to have a man. So I will not be moving to Atlanta, because I want a man and I need a man.
So what I'm saying is...
And I ain't taking my man to Atlanta.
Take your man with you.
And I'm like, no, I will not take my man, because these guys in Atlanta, they be finessing, and I may lose my man, you know, and I'm not willing to take that chance.
So I think, and I said, you know, it's a lot of things that happen in Atlanta. I know it's a lot of trickery that goes on.
It's a lot of finessing.
A lot of finessing. And so the strongest man
may fall the weakest man. The strongest man may be the weakest man.
So with that being said, as black women, we started saying we don't need a man. But yes, we do, and I do.
Holy Water, we need a man.
I do, and I do. Okay?
I do, and I'm gonna have a man. I don't wanna change a tire. I don't wanna go in the attic. I'm freaking scared of rats. I will not kill a cockroach.
I
need a man to do all those things for me. I don't care how independent I get, how much I say, oh, I can do it on my own. I want a man, not only for those things, but for my mental and physical side as well.
So do you think having a man, a lot of women say, okay, I don't need a man, I don't want a man, and they're in this state where it doesn't bother them. Is it because they just don't have one and they've learned to become accustomed to not having a man? Or do they just feel like, I haven't had a man in so long, I may not get one, so I might as well get used to the idea of not having one? Because I think every person wants someone.
I definitely agree.
I remember a time when I said I didn't want a man. But in, when, you know, I really didn't.
Right.
And it was because of, I was dealing with some past hurt, some past crazy stuff, and you know, I wasn't ready to let that go. But at this point in my life, I feel like I'm healed, I'm whole, and I'm ready. And so, yes, I do want a man, a black man.
First of all, a black man.
Let's be clear.
Yes. And Holy Water, to answer your question, from my point of view and my opinion, I definitely feel like what you said is that because of the simple fact that they don't have one, they haven't had one in so long, so they've become accustomed to it. And so my theory of that is out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
So what you don't have, you don't desire. You know what I'm saying?
Well, girl.
Yeah. So with that being said, of course they condition their mind to believe, hey, I don't need a man. But you really do.
You do. And we were talking about this earlier before we left the house, where they're trying to make these alpha females now.
Right.
Where the new female, the new alpha female, is starting to feel like she doesn't need a man, or that they don't have to actually have a man in their life. Because they're so independent, they can go out and make their own living and all that. But there are other reasons for having a man. Like,
Well, to piggyback on what you said, the new alpha female, they're creating the new alpha female, the new alpha black female. They do not create the white female. They, in the white female, if you guys open your eyes and look and see, they always creating, saying white man, white woman. And two kids and a dog and a picket fence.
That's how they show them.
Yeah, that's how they show them. They never say that the white female is the alpha male.
Right. The
alpha female is always the black woman.
Yeah.
And the reason why they do that is because, and that's a whole nother subject, we'll talk about that another day, but I'm just saying, it's to separate the black families.
Exactly.
So yes, they're saying, create these alpha females, these independent black women who do not need a man to break up the black families. And they also are saying what we were talking about earlier, holy water, before we left the house, is that they're saying that the black man has toxic masculinity.
Exactly.
And basically what they're saying is they want the black man to tone their masculinity down. To be more feminine and to make them feel more comfortable.
With
the alpha female. And so if they create these alpha females, then we look at them as alpha females, as like we just stated, I don't need a man. I don't want a man. I'm independent. I can do it by myself.
Yes.
Bitch, no, you can't.
You cannot.
So what you gonna get you, a Bob, a BOB? And for you women out there that don't know what a BOB is, it's a battery operated boyfriend. It's a dildo. Who wants to live with a BOB for the rest of their life? I want someone to love me, hold me, caress me, eat me, and whatever else I need him to do for
me. This is hellfire.
This is hellfire, y'all. So I don't want a Bob.
And you know, and true. And so, and with that being said, there's a lot of other things too. You know, there are certain things that a woman, God didn't make our bodies, our muscles are not strong enough to work as long as we as men work.
Yes,
we're not strong enough to lift certain things. You know what I mean? And so if you're out working and you're making all the money, you're paying all the bills, then you got to come home,
cook, clean,
wash the clothes, put the clothes up, pay the bill. We are mentally draining ourselves,
mentally, physically,
draining ourselves. We are depressed. There's a high rate of depressed black women. Suicide is at an all-time high.
And why holy water?
That is because the family dynamic has been broken down.
And they don't have a man.
And all of it is left on the woman. At the end of the day, a woman, I saw something the other day where it was a woman, I actually added it to my Facebook page, that a woman is not mentally able to deal with all the things that they have us dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
It is not designed for a woman to be that way.
It's not
at all. So yes, y'all, we do need a man. Stop saying that. It's the most beautiful thing in the world that can happen. Black love.
There's nothing more beautiful than fall in love. And even if you don't fall in love, bitch, fall in like or something, because I'm just saying. The reason why I'm saying that is because we do need the physical capabilities of a man in our household. You know what I'm saying?
We do.
And he may not have the finances, but he can definitely.
It's something about him being there that makes a difference.
Yeah, he can mop the floors and clean the garage and
move the
furniture. Yeah, you can have a house husband. And everybody, definition of a husband is different.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah.
So I mean, whatever your definition of a man and what your needs are,
maybe
different. Just know you need a man.
We all need a man.
Let's
stop saying it. I don't want to be alpha. And this is the thing. You get to a certain point in your life, you understand it's too hellfire, where all I knew was go to work, go get it, be this boss chick. Okay.
Yeah,
I drove my dream cars, lived in my dream house,
right.
Had the business, made the six figures, then traveled the world, did all of that. But guess what? I still want a man.
I want a man at the end of the night. When it's all said and done.
I want to come home to my man.
When you take that boss hat off.
I want him to be
and
the
put
boss.
Them cute little pink pajamas on.
Yes.
With your girly and your bunny.
Yes.
And get under the cover. You want a what?
I want a man.
You want to cuddle up
I want
under
to cuddle with
a
my
black
man.
Man.
Yes, God.
Yes, Jesus. God. So God, women, we need a man.
Yes,
but
let's
first of all, women,
saying we don't need a man. And there's a lot of women out here who go to bed crying themselves to sleep at night. And ladies, I know because I've done it before.
We've all been there.
Mm-hmm. I have cried myself to sleep at night. Like, God, when is it my turn? Where is my man? I don't even need the husband title no more.
Yeah, just give me
another.
The man. Just give me a life partner.
Can we do life together?
Yeah, can we just do life together?
But we have one though.
We have like partners.
Yeah, we don't talk about
our marriage.
We don't talk about our partners.
And marriage is just more where the government can make money. That's a whole other conversation, holy water. You know that.
Yeah.
Just give me a life partner, somebody that I can build. That I a business partner. Give me a
come on,
R. Kelly. Y'all know R. Kelly was indicted, but I do want to say this. Give me a homie lover friend, baby. Okay. That's all I need. A homie lover friend.
Yes, y'all. So ladies, we need a man.
We want a man.
And start saying it because you're gonna have what you say. If you keep saying you don't want a man,
words are so powerful.
You won't have one.
Words are so powerful, you guys. Well, y'all know that if you speak it. If you put it out there, you put
that's
the energy out there, it's going to come to you.
That's
if you speak
coming.
It, believe it, it's going to definitely come to you. I know some of us women have been without men for so long. We've been so self-sufficient and so independent till we feel like we don't need a man. I don't even want to change a light bulb, y'all. I'm just being honest. And I'm sure you don't either if you don't have to, if you had somebody there to do it for you. So what I am saying is open your hearts, open your minds. Don't say you don't need a man. Let's bring that good energy. Let's create that black love and bring that back.
Yes, we need to bring that back. And y'all, Hellfire, she's handling it because I'm over here driving. And what I want y'all to know is we in third world right now.
We cut some corners.
And I'm having to pay attention because y'all know we on 288.
Oh, and yeah, and they doing all that reconstruction.
Yes. But to piggyback off of what she said, yes, ladies, we do want a man. Ladies,
I posted
something like, we love our kings. They are kings and we are their queens.
It
and we
is need, nothing like a black man.
We need them. We need to start telling them how much we need them, y'all. We do. Maybe it didn't work out with your ex-husband, your ex-boyfriend, your ex-life partner. That just wasn't the person for you. Go find your man. Go get your man.
Yeah. But women, on the flip side of that, y'all need to work on yourselves too, because we are crazy and we ask for things that we want, but we can't give what we're asking for.
Girl.
And that's an issue. So if you want somebody that has a great job, great credit, loving, respectful, fine. Listen, sisters, I'm being honest and real. Your ass got to be fine, too. You got to have good credit, too. You got to be loving, and you can't be disrespectful. Don't ask what you freaking can't give.
True.
It's just bottom line. These men these days, they want what you're asking
for. They want
the
same thing.
Yeah, it's equal opportunity. Yeah, y'all see that on applications?
Thing.
Equal opportunity. If you're going to ask for it, then you got to be able to give it.
Yeah, be with you.
Don't have a 400 credit score and you want a man with a 600 credit score. Don't have 3 kids and you want a man with no kids. Come on, sisters. Let's keep it real. I'm just being honest, pure and uncut right now. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And the other thing to that, ladies, is, you know, I think that oftentimes we've been told this is the type of man that we're supposed to have, and somebody's drilled that into our head. So I don't understand why. There's a lot of black women that are single. We know that. And I saw a post the other day that said that black women are single because we didn't have black fathers. Well, I think that's somewhat true, but I also think that it's true all the way around. It goes back to the black man too. I think that we all need to be reprogrammed and deprogrammed so that we're not doing what our moms, and no disrespect to them, our moms and our grandparents taught us, because they taught us what they knew.
Right.
And a lot of what they taught us wasn't correct. So if he doesn't have a house, he can't put you in a house, he don't have this credit score, he doesn't make 6 figures, and he's not this and that, then you'll pass him by. But see, that may not be the man that God has for you and that at that time, because you can always grow together. So don't miss your man because you're basing him on the man that you see on Instagram with another woman, or
which is probably more than likely fake.
It's most of it is.
It's all staged.
You know, or don't compare your man to the next woman's man. That's all I'm saying.
And don't compare yourself to the next woman.
Exactly, because what it look like ain't what it is.
Trust me, that. And also, I grew up in a household with a father, and I had a father that was great. He did.
Honey, I done dipped some kind of way and came around it, huh?
See, Yeah.
When it come to back way.
Yeah, we in third world, girl. Yeah, you didn't come to back way. So, but you said, some women have grown up without fathers, and that's one reason why they are the way they are. And I grew up with a father.
Right.
And I've always had a man, and I've always been in relationships. But I have made mistakes and chose the wrong relationships.
Yeah.
Unlike unlike my father.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And just because you have a father don't mean you're going to go the right direction.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So, and at this point, y'all, I'm not married anymore. Of course, you guys know, but I do have someone that I really, really love, and I, you know, feel like he's, you know, somebody that I could spend the rest of my life with. But I'm still, you know.
She's scared. Okay, let me just tell y'all real quick. Now, we ain't going to get too much in our business. But hell, I talk a whole lot of noise.
I do.
She got the biggest heart, and she loves so hard.
I do.
And wants to be loved. And right now, she has the most amazing situation going on in her life. And she is scared, y'all.
That's another conversation we're going to talk about.
I know. We can't get all the way in it. We ain't going to tell y'all all
I
mean.
I'm scared, y'all.
It's some real stuff. I'm ready,
but I ain't ready.
Yes. Be careful what you ask for.
Be careful what you ask for, y'all. That's
so, again, keep that when in you mind, want ladies, it and you ask for it, when it knocks at your door, you better be ready.
Be careful about those words I said speaking to you.
Yes.
Be careful what you ask for. Because it absolutely is going to come true.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, if you put your energy on it.
It's coming. It's coming. Yeah. And honey, listen, y'all, we want men, ladies, so it is okay.
We want them and we need them.
We need them, and black women especially. Why do we feel like we have to be so hard and so bossy and so independent and alpha female to the point where we cannot admit that we need a man?
Because that's what the white folks put out there. They put out there that we didn't need a man, y'all. That's why they put, that's why they built projects and said, and this is all another story, but I just want to say this. That's why the white people build projects and said, you can have all the babies you want. We're going to pay all your bills. We're going to give you food stamps, but you can't have a man. They built that separation for us to be separate.
They did. And before,
and it was because they knew we were so powerful together.
Before it was projects, it was transitional housing. Transitional housing happened with the first Great Depression when they allowed the white men who worked in the refineries to go there and transition back into their careers or whatever, mm-hmm. to go back into the homes, and they allowed the women and the men to live there together. It was
the
not
white
until,
women and
yes,
the men.
Yes, the white women and the men,
but
were
not
able
the
to
black
live.
Men.
But
and
it
women.
Wasn't until the blacks came in that they changed that.
It.
They changed.
So
it.
When the transitional housing
it
came,
turned into projects. Transitional housing turned into projects.
So then that's when they changed the rules.
They changed the
your
rules.
Man can't stay here.
Exactly.
But you can have five kids.
Right.
But his man.
Yeah.
But he can't be here to take care of.
Yeah. And you have to apply for government assistance.
And we'll take care of you as long as he's not in the household.
Exactly.
So why do y'all think they create that?
Exactly.
To keep us separated.
Mm-hmm. And you know, they fight harder for their checks than they do the husband, the men.
Because they're so mentally controlled.
What is it, $200 a month on a card, maybe? I mean, how much can you get?
$200 a child or something.
I don't know. Well, you know what I did
when
I was in my 20s and I had my son, my first kid, I did have to have assistance. And I don't remember. No, it wasn't even that much. It was like
$150.
Yeah, it was like $100.
That was the cash.
Yeah, like the ten. What was it called back
tenant?
Then?
It was welfare,
right?
I guess it was welfare.
Well, they didn't change it so much. They tried to make it bougie, but it still is what
it's
it is.
It's still welfare.
You know. But at the same time, you know, we would fight. And I just didn't like that lifestyle for myself. I couldn't afford anything.
It's a cheap
You had to report everything. I don't like all that.
Yeah,
so maybe,
all in your business.
Yes, you couldn't have a car.
No, you can't have anything.
Right.
You can't have a car, a man, a credit card. You can't have nothing but a bunch of babies and depend on them.
And that was
and
what they
wanted. And they did that to separate the black families because they did not want us to be with the black man. Because they knew black couples were very powerful, and they were intimidated by us. So they kept us separated.
Exactly.
And why do you think they don't like us? They don't like us for no reason. They don't like us because they're inferior.
Right.
They're scared, they're afraid, they're intimidated.
All of that.
So ladies, get y'all a man.
Get y'all a man and open up your mind. You know, y'all, we need to start expanding our minds to think outside of what you've been programmed to believe. Start reading. The World Wide Web is out there. Google, search it. We have a lot of time to look on Instagram, but feed your mind.
Feed your mind. There's a good book too called The Message of a Man by Farrakhan.
Farrakhan?
Message
of a Man by Farrakhan.
That is a great book. And there's a lot of great books out there, y'all, but that Message of a Man is really good. And sometimes we don't get the man that we want that has all the money and all that. But if you can find a man that has great potential and you've been the woman who's the visionary behind him, you can create the man that you want. You know
of course, because the woman, that they say that behind every great man is a great woman. And that's true. But what that basically means is a woman births vision out of the man.
She births
vision. And if your man has no vision and you've been with him over 10 years and, you know, you're not birthing anything from him.
Yeah.
Either you're not birthing or he's just not able to take home.
Yeah, but most of the time it's because he's not birthing. I mean, the woman is not birthing and the man feels like he doesn't have the support that he needs become as successful as he could be. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So women, I mean, be strong for your men. Tell your men, hey babe, you can do it. I can believe in you. Get resourceful. Help them out. Find them things. Because we are the visionaries behind our men.
Yes, yes. So ladies, y'all, we down here. Right now we're headed down.
Yes,
Yes, honey.
We in Third Ward.
In these streets.
Cutting some corners, seeing what it do.
Yes, honey.
We sneaking and creeping.
And just looking. Not getting out. I'm calling parking lot pimping.
Parking lot pimping.
Old school. So, guess what, guys? Tonight, this podcast has been sponsored by Naughty Girls Extensions.
Yes.
I want y'all to stay
Prissy
tuned.
Prissy Girl Boutique.
It is Prissy Girl Boutique.
Salons on the Lake.
Yes, yes, yes. I want y'all to keep look us up on Instagram. We're on Instagram.
Naughty Girl Extensions, raw Indian hair.
Raw Indian hair.
Only per one donor, guys. Coming soon.
Yes.
Near you.
Yes, guys. Y'all look for that in April. I'm so proud of Hellfire.
Thank
y'all.
You, sis.
She's got her Naughty Girl Extensions,
Naughty
y'all.
Girl Extensions.
Want
Naughty
y'all to
Girl
check
Official
us out.
On Facebook, Instagram, Naughty Girl Official, y'all.
Yes, yes. And y'all, we are Holy Water and Hellfire. You know, y'all can find us on Facebook,
Instagram, Twitter, Holy Water and Hellfire. Email us at holywaterandhellfire.com.
Yes, and you can go to our website at www.holywaterandhellfire.com. Send us an email. You want us to sponsor your event, your business, you know, hit us
or
up, y'all. Or be your host. Or give us a topic to talk about. Because guess what? We're going to be talking about
orgasms. Yes, because they say 70% of women do not have orgasms, y'all. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about self-pleasure, orgasm, dildos, big dicks, all that.
Yeah. Okay. Y'all know this way. If I start talking about certain things, I just scream because I'm like, oh, my God. But that's why we are holy water and hellfire, okay?
All women are both.
We are both, okay? Depending on the energy you give us.
It's depending on.
So guess what, y'all? We don't want y'all to think that we are bitter women. Guess what? We are both so manly. We are happy and we are in love.
We are manly in love.
Manly in love.
Black men that are manly in love with us.
Yes, and they are manly with us. And we scared.
And we scared. But we happy.
We scared. I'm scared, oh my God.
But we happy though.
But we're going to talk about that too. We're going to talk about love and how you can feel like you're going crazy.
Love.
Because of the dopamine and all the chemical reactions that's released in your brain. Mm-hmm. Y'all, I mean, this is a real show. We're not trying to be cute, perfect. Mm-hmm. None of this. We know we're all of that in a bag of chips, but every day is not that for us. We're just two regular people out here trying to get it like everyone else.
We're trying to get it. Yeah. Every day is not like that for us, like you said.
It's
all
not.
Every day is not like that for y'all either.
And I'm not always fabulous, honey.
None of us
I'm
are.
I'm not, because guess what? If you can see us now, we got on some tights, honey. The wigs are in place, though.
The wigs in place and the lashes are on.
The lashes are on.
Yeah.
But it is not.
The lashes stay on,
it's
y'all.
Not a good beat down. It's no, not a good beat down.
You but know, if you got some cute lashes and a nice wig,
that's all you need. That's all you need. So guess what, ladies? Y'all hit us up and thank y'all for rocking with us. We'll see y'all soon.
We're
about to get some more corners.
We're just cutting around, riding around, and getting y'all. We love y'all. This is Hellfire.
Love y'all. This is holy water. I'm not Hellfire tonight.
You
acting
like me and somebody's holy water.
Sometimes I am. All right,
oh,
you guys.
Oh, yes, we have been lately. All
right,
y'all. This is Hellfire.
Holy water, signing out. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's